BBC News with Tom Sanders. Calls are growing for major reforms in the world football body FIFA after its head, Sepp Blatter, announced he was stepping down. The chairman of Australia's Football Federation, Frank Lowy, said his departure should open the door to major changes at FIFA. Reports in the US media say Mr. Blatter is being investigated by the FBI as part of an inquiry into alleged corruption at FIFA. He's denied any wrongdoing. Richard Conway reports.
The U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney General, made it clear that this was only the beginning of their investigations into FIFA. What we'll see, I think, perhaps in the days to come and the weeks to come, is how closely Sepp Blatter is implicated in this. But he seems confident that he can carry on at least until the end of the year or into early 2016 and have an orderly transition of power. That's what he wants to do now. He wants to try and salvage whatever's left of his reputation and try and leave FIFA, in his words, having been radically reformed.
A short time ago, Interpol issued international wanted person alerts for six men with ties to FIFA over allegations of bribery and corruption. The red notices were issued for four corporate executives and two former FIFA officials, including the organisation's former vice president, Jack Warner. The world's most powerful particle accelerator, the Large Hadron Collider, is returning to full operations after a two-year upgrade. Scientists at the underground CERN complex on the border between France and Switzerland will smash subatomic particles into each other at unprecedented speeds. They hope to gain new insights into the dark matter which makes up much of the universe. Claire Lee is on the team of physicists at CERN.
Right now, I am in the effort control room, and about 80 meters under my feet is the LHC beam pipe. And there are bunches of protons that have been accelerated up to 6.5 keV energy, and they are squeezing this beam down at the moment. And we're about to get collisions pretty soon, I think. So things are very, very exciting. You can almost cut the tension in here with a knife.
A Truth and Reconciliation Commission in Canada has described as cultural genocide a former policy requiring Aboriginal children to attend residential Christian schools. The chair of the commission, Justice Murray Sinclair, spoke while delivering the final report.
In the period from Confederation until the decision to close residential schools was taken in this country in 1969, Canada clearly participated in a period of cultural genocide. We heard of the effects of over 100 years of mistreatment of more than 150,000 First Nations, Inuit, and Métis children placed in these schools. Removed from their families and home communities, seven generations of Aboriginal children were denied their identity.
BBC News. South Korea says it successfully carried out the first test of a new ballistic missile that's capable of reaching nearly all parts of North Korea. The missile has been developed to meet what Seoul sees as an increasing military threat from Pyongyang. Classes at more than 200 South Korean schools have been suspended as parts of efforts to contain a deadly outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. There are now 30 known cases of MERS in South Korea, including two people who've died. The Bangladeshi writer Taslima Nasreen has said that she's left her home in India to move to the United States after receiving death threats from the Islamic militants who've murdered secular bloggers in her home country. Ms. Nasreen, who's been in exile for two decades, said that she no longer felt safe in Delhi. Joe Jolly reports.
Since February, three bloggers who describe themselves as secular have been hacked to death in Bangladesh after an Islamic militant group called for the execution of atheists who oppose the rise of political Islam. One of those bloggers had written a poem praising Taslima Nasreen, who left her home country in 1994 after she was accused of blasphemy for writing a novel about the persecution of a Hindu family. Now Ms. Nasreen says she's also been threatened by Islamic militants.
One of Indonesia's biggest pulp and paper companies has announced that it has stopped clearing forests as part of its operations. The firm, April, said that its new policy also involves the allocation of nearly 500,000 hectares for conservation. And scientists and rangers in northern Australia are trying to stop the spread of a destructive species of walking fish that can survive for several days on dry land. The climbing perch, which is endemic to parts of Southeast Asia, has sharp spikes that can choke predators. The fish has been found on two Australian islands, and scientists warn it could destroy ecosystems. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 coconet.com。